In order to continue the family affair, my mother, Mildred Westervelt, that was her name. And then she married my daddy, who was Mr. Warner. And this was taken when she left on her wedding trip, right after the wedding, to Mackinac Island. She's dressed for the trip. People often ask me, what influenced you to collect this collection? Of course, I was born in an antique store. Mother was a collector. She would collect brass and glass and porcelain, and antique furniture, and master paintings. So I more or less was brought up with it. Look into her eyes. She was president of the company for 20 years, when young women or ladies never became presidents of a heavy industry like paper. On either side of her, you see her granddaddy on the left as a younger man, and on the right was her granddaddy and his wife, Lydia Drake Westervelt. They all went to a college called Oberlin in the Midwest. It was an abolitionist, and I underline abolitionist, preacher's college. That's what he was. He was a preacher. He rode the circuit on a horse. He graduated in 1831. And she was in the first woman's graduating class in the country, first co-ed class in the country. And when she became 50 years old, guess what she did? She ran the Underground Railroad right out of Oberlin that ran the black people up into Canada. That's quite a story. Above them, you'll see my son, Jonathan Westervelt Warner, the third. And he's the head of the company today. And below the present operational head and chairman of the board, we see the original daddy of the founder again when he was a young man and rode the circuit. And below that, you see him at an older age with his four sons.